Burks admits she knew Corona Doom vaccines were never going to protect against infection. Well, then why did you say that they would? You know, we have a digital media file here today. Just another woman. Just another. What's this woman's name? A Jenny Porter, who took it. She believed the government and the state of California's line of BS about the vaccines. Which aren't vaccines at all. We're talking about a misnomer. Talking about an oxymoron. There couldn't be one larger than it's a vaccine. No, it's not. She actually took it in good faith that Gruesome Newsom, Fauci and Burks and all the rest of them were telling the truth. And then in order to return back to normalcy and to protect her children, she said she did it to protect her kids, who are still never at risk for this, for the corona doom. Now you have the, we might have oversold the vaccine just a little bit. We always knew it wasn't going to protect against infections. 500 million people inoculated, stabbed with this crap later. Now the side effects are just stacking up. By the by, the second quarter is now over. Okay. First quarter is January, February, March. Second quarter is April, May, June. So the second quarter is now over. You can expect to start seeing, if you haven't already seen them, you can expect to start seeing reports from life insurance companies who started ringing the alarm bell in January of this, in early January, when they got their numbers in from the last quarter of 2021. And they discovered the all-cause mortality rate was a sigma 9 event, which means it doesn't happen. Anything over sigma 8, you can't quantify. There's no number that we that exists to quantify it. So sigma 8 level is as high of a likelihood chance or scenario. It's like 1 in 73 trillion or something like that. Sigma 9, there's no number for it. It was a sigma 9 event for the increase in all-cause, what they call all-cause mortality. Well, in the first quarter of 2022, it was up again. So, and this is another sigma 9 event. People don't just start dying more frequently like this. I'd be curious, and I'd be very interested to see, I think we already know, that the quarter two all-cause mortality stats are going to be up again. So what does they hear? Let me make the point. Peter King, dude, please, what's the point? The point is, this was a genocide event. It's still killing people. It's still screwing up kids' heads. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel here on a Monday. We are live. Yes, Mrs. O'Connell, what you were going to say?
I was going to say that I have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that we live in a world where you had doctors like Dr. Simone Gold and others out there preaching truth,
right,
actually being truthful about COVID and these vaccinations, and they were threatened with losing their license forever.
But some of them did.
Dr. Burks, who knew she was lying, lied daily to the American people on live TV, and nothing happens to her.
Yeah, there's a picture in the chat room because people like in pictures of what an old Western gallows looks like. There's two nooses there. I can imagine Fauci and Burks hanging from those. People will be saying, you call yourself a Christian, you call yourself a Catholic, and you're thirsting after blood. It's called justice. It's called justice. Yes, the death penalty is a licit, L-I-C-I-T, punishment for murder, conspiracy to commit murder. Anyway, I wanted to say, Let me circle the wagon here. Let me circle back. I'm going to circle back to you one day. Let me circle back to you about going on Pride Book for 2 minutes on Thursday. Again, 2 minutes on Friday to post the Substack that all of you should read when the show's over. Wombstone, Injustice Has Come. Just go get it for the graphic. No, it's got some good stuff in it. I make the case that there is simply no reason for any man or woman of good conscience who calls themselves a Christian, regardless of your denomination, of continuing to call yourself a citizen under the government of the United States of America. By the way, just to add to this, and I'll get into it, I told you after the Dobbs decision, I told you that many, many people were going to discover, because they weren't paying attention before, but they're paying attention now, that many, many people were going to discover who really was, quote, pro-life, and who was it, and who was in on the pro-life grift. Didn't I tell you that the side of life had a massive grift element to it? Which doesn't mean that there aren't good people that are pro-lifers. Please do not misunderstand, because there are. But the grift side of it, oh yeah, that, you're seeing the proverbial other shoe drop. Hey, it is a Monday, so I can ramble a little bit. Let me go back to Pride Book for a moment here. People started sending me last weekend, I want to say, TKD, is this you? And it was my, it's still up there, Pride Book, whatever you call it, avatar picture or I don't even know what you call it, account photo or whatever it is. With my name, which is now appearing on Instagram and is being used by these shysters, these criminals, who are using my name and me to spam people that I know that apparently they find in my follow list or whatever. This is how easy this crime is done. And then they are soliciting people saying that, now get this, it's another one of those, you remember the schemes where the African warlord died and you find out that he's a 16 times removed relatives, but all the other 15 times removed relatives have died and I'm the only one that's left alive and I have to get rid of his fortune? They're actually running this scam using my picture and my name on Instagram and on Facebook. On Pride Book. So that's what I discovered when I went in to go share my Substack last week, where all these people sending me messages, is this you, TKD? Why are you soliciting me for an African fortune? I'm like, dude, look at the actual username. Are you people really that far removed from reality? Yes, it says my name and it's my picture. Look at the username. Look, I do this intentionally. I go sign up for accounts all the time just so somebody else can't use my name. Somebody will spam me, hey, there's new social media, blah, 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 blah. All right, I'm never going to use it, but I'm just going to go register and claim the name and the email address so somebody can't impersonate me. But I got scammed. I sure as Hades did. I also like to make this observation. Young people should not be on Pride Book. The reason why so many young people are taking antidepressants and anxiety drugs is social media. Minish Chur and I went and had a wonderful little lunch yesterday at a little joint called Habanero's. And it was a daddy-daughter date. Guy came in We were almost finished, and he came, and they sat down right across from us. And the little girl, I'd say she was 10, 11, 12, somewhere up in there, probably spent about half of the time she was there with her dad with the infernal, blasted, black box, black mirror device in her hand, texting, taking pictures, going on Snapchat, Pinterest, Vine, you know, the big ones. No wonder these kids all feel anxiety. They live in a world that doesn't exist. Pride Book, Twitter and all that, Instagram doesn't exist. You know, Frank Wright writes about this today in his, well, actually he wrote about it on July the 16th. I don't know why I never got it. I never got it. He writes, what is scale? And he says, a scale is size, complexity, atomization, liberalism, and elitism. Scale reduces to the idea that changes in size of social organization have large effects on human behavior, and that at the terminal stage, the effects on behavior become pathological and lead to a deterioration of social health that can only be addressed by reversing the scale of social organization. The series was originally inspired by experiments performed on mice and rats at the National Institutes of Mental Health between 1958 and 1972, which showed behavioral changes strikingly similar to those seen in the modern world. These experiments by J.B. Calhoun showed that population concentrations reached an inflection point beyond which the population would rapidly destroy itself. How many of you people still spend time on Pride Book? Well, but you do spend some time on Instagram. You keep up with some people on Instagram.
Because I keep track of chicken people and chicken farming people. And things of that nature. And cooking.
Frank's point about that he gets into it, and I'll get into it a little bit more as the program unfolds. About scale is that human relations are now out of scale. They're now out of scale. And what does he mean by that? Frank Wright was a guest on this show, by the way, two Tuesdays ago. I want to say he was only supposed to do one half of a segment. He wound up doing two and a half segments. We broke it into two pieces if you want to go back and listen to it or watch it. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy, and I'll have Frank back on next month, and we'll do another go-around. He's a Substack writer, and I think that he has some experience, and he's got a lot to add to the things that we talk about. But his point about scale, and that you can't scale up human relations, is his point. So when I ask Mrs. O'Connell, Maggie, tell me how many Instagram followers does the big booty butt Kardashian have today? Give me the latest big booty butt.
326
million followers. What's that number again? 326 million followers. You don't need me to tell you that that's out of scale. Look, if you go to my Pride Book account, supposedly I have 4,300 friends. I looked at that number and went, I haven't had 4,300 people listen to this radio show in totality since November of 2015. I have not reached 4,300. I am as close to being in scale as anyone in me. As a matter of fact, maybe I'm the only one that's left that's in scale. Frank Wright's point about scale, this is what's driving the kids bonkers. You can't have 4,300 friends. You can't. Not in the personal relative sense of the word. I can't have lunch with 4,300 people. I could have lunch with four. You can't go to a ball game. You can't go to a show. You can't have a cooking with a king dude cookout. The middle church, it's just a way to, it's for people to connect. No, it's not. It's for people to be disconnected. I'm connected to my neighbor, Chad. I see Chad all the time. You know, since I called him by the wrong name for 2 years, but since I got his name right, and he went, Mike, you know my name's not, and I went, what? I said, but what's his name? He goes, yeah, he called me by the wrong, I don't know. He kind of used it as a nickname. So it wasn't really my fault because one of the other neighbors was calling. In any event, Chad's son now comes over, has a fascination with my with our Mary statue on our porch. About every other day, I'll get a knock on the door, and it'll be that little boy with his mother. Now he just wants to say hi to Mary because he'll wander. But that's a relationship. That's personal. I go and answer the door. I say, no problem, Brittany. Yeah, you know, it's okay. She goes, well, and one day the kid wandered into the garage. He was in with Chad chasing. That's personal. I can scale that. When I go to church on Sunday, if I hang around and chit-chat after Mass, I talk to whoever, David Simpson or whoever's hanging around. That's personal. That's in scale. Oh, but I have Catholic tranny friends across the United States. And I see them here and there, but do you really see them? This is what's driving the kids nuts. They're terrified now of doing the actual personal because they think that having relationships, human relations with people is digital. And it's not. Boy, but it's a great model for grift, isn't it? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel on a Monday, 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Back to Burks and the reason we began all this. Plain Digital Media file number 5. Here's Scarf Vader on with Neil Cavuto basically admitting what we've been telling you from the get-go. By the by, Crusade Channel never missed a day for COVID, not one. Never wore masks. We sniffed this thing out in February before it even began because we were getting the real news and the real story of what was happening in Italy. So here's Burks on with Cavuto. Listen to this.
I want to get your take on a lot of people looking at the president now having this and all these people who have been fully vaccinated and boosted and all of that, and they're getting it. The 20% or so of Americans who've not been vaccinated might look at that doctor and say, well, why bother? Why bother? What do you tell them?
Well, if you're across the South and you're in the middle of this wave, what's going to save you right now is Paxlovid. But once we get through this wave during the Paxlovid should get vaccinated and boosted because we do believe it will protect you, particularly if you're over 70. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. It will, but let's be very clear. 50% of the people who died from the Omicron surge were older, vaccinated.
First of all, it's not Omicron, ma'am. It's Omicron. Just difference between an A and an O. Second of all, 50% of the people that died from Omicron were vaccinated. You know, this whole thing got trotted back out because regime leader Biden tested positive after being double jib jabbed, double, twice, and twice boosted. Now, if you believe that, there is a bridge over an ocean in Arizona that I'd like to interest you in purchasing.